We are learning Masechtas Nida Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting the beginning of the third line from the top. The Brayso goes further. Ketzad Boit Kamoisa. How do you check it? And the Gemara asks right away. Ketzad Boit Kamoisa Kedamrinim. We just said how you check it. We just said you check if it has two dots like an eye, and you do it with oil, not with water. What does it mean? Ketzad Boit Kamoisa. So Gemara says, no, this is the Tana means to ask. Ella. What do you check to see if this baby is a zachor in a keva? Avashal bar Nash is going to tell you how. Avashal bar Nash for Amrila, Avashal bar Ramash, Omer, maybe Kisam Sharoisha Chalak. You bring this toothpick that the top of it is smooth, Uminaneya, and you go up and down in the place where the Aver should be. If it gets caught on something, you know that it's a zacha because getting caught on the eiver. If not, then you know it's a nekeva. This test only works going up to down or down to up. If you go side to side, then it could get caught even by a nekeva. What you're touching is the uterus. You're ready at that age, you can reach the uterus if you put it with my isomakim. So maybe if you're getting caught on something, it's the uterus. Omar Vada Bahava. Tana, Mois in a cave and a Dina Kasara Saduka. We said before, if she's in a cave, she starts off that isomakim looks like a barley. And he adds on, you know, like a barley has a crack in it. That's how it will look. It'll be like a barley with a crack. That's what isomakim look like when it's growing in the mother's stomach. Mask of law, Rav Nachman asked the kasha. How do you know that this crack in the barley is a right that it's in the keva? V'dilma chut shel beyim minu. Maybe it's the chut. A zacha has like two eggs, and in between it has like a little line between the two sacks. So maybe that line is not a line of an akeva. It's a line, a crack is a line of the bayim. On my bay, no way. Hashta bayim gufay leidi. It's so little in the mother's stomach right now, you can't even tell the bayim. Chutzal bayim yidia. You think you could tell the chutzal bayim? So if you see it, you know, at the beginning of its when it's being formed, you see a line, you know it's an akeva. That's not a line of the bayim. Omar of Amram. Going further in the stages as it gets formed as a baby. Tana, after a little while, outgrows two legs and they look like two red threads. Which type of threads? When you have a loom, you have two threads. One that go across, like straight. If you're facing the loom, it goes straight. And one's going horizontally in front of you. So this is the horizontal threads. They're a little thicker always. Kushal Erev. Like the horizontal threads. That's how the feet look. Shteiz Erev. So two hands. Kushnei Chutim Shel Ha'aretz also look like two threads of Zahura red threads. And that Amar Allah Kushal Shasi. They're like the Shasi threads. The thinner threads. Like a person's taka like that. The thighs are thicker than the hands. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinana. I'm telling you like this, that if you see one of these babies come out, don't paskin that it's a vadi leida until you see some hair. Then you know for sure it's a leida. Shmuel says before, Shmuel said that you always choshesh, any sphere that comes out, you choshesh for a vlad. Even a sphere molly with soul, he said it's chayshish. Even if it has clear water inside, it's chayshish. So why are you saying here, don't be chayshish till it has here? I'm Rashmuel. I was explained what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel himself explained me what he's saying. Lochosh chayshashas. You are chayshish for a vlad right away. The minute you see a shvir. You made tahara lo yavin lo achiyasir. We remember we said a few times already that when an isha has a leida, it's a chumra and there's a kula. The chumra is you have to be tamei for 2 weeks because chosh is a keva. There's a kula also. You get yimei tayar. To get that kula of yimei tayar, which means any dam she sees in those days are tahar, to get that yimei tayar, you don't get it until she gives birth to a baby that has hair. Then we know for sure it's a leida. But until then, it's only a suffix. Zok the Gemara, the main brother, Misafka, Shmuel, you tell me Shmuel has a suffix by a shvir what the halach is, and if it's a vlad or not. But Vahu Shapir, the Asla Kamedim on Shmuel, there was this shvir that came in front of Shmuel, for Omar, and he said, just by looking at it, he said, you know, this shvir, Vaha Abar Abar Mechadim, it's 41 days old, and that makes it into a Leida. We know that vlad not called vlad till 40 days. All these shurim that come out, the reason why we don't know it's a vlad, we don't know how long when it was conceived from. If technically you knew when it was conceived, then you know it's a vlad. But here, he says, "I look at it. This is a 41-day-old vlad. It was conceived 41 days ago." And v'chashem v'yemid also tefilah who yemid. So they try to figure out when the mother went to the mikvah, and they figured out it wasn't 41 days ago. But lo yavel arbam yemid, only 40 days ago. It's a little problem. Shmuel says that this baby, this is 41 days old. The problem is she didn't go to mikvah only 40 days ago. So Shmuel said it must be that her husband was with her when she was anida. V'amalahu, Shmuel told Tamidim, "Hi, Benida Baal. This guy was Boyal Anida. And Kafte Va'ide Taka, they tied him up, and his Taka Ma'ide, Taka agreed that that's what happened." So I said, "What do you see from Shmuel? Shmuel, by looking at something, he could tell it was 41 days. Why is he saying Shmuel's only Choshesh?" Like the no, Shani Shmuel, the Rav Guvri. Shmuel himself was a big, big bucky. Like it's a very other Masechta, Shmuel was a doctor. The Gemara Mamtzia says he was a doctor. Therefore, he knew by just looking at one. But when he gave you a psak halacha, when he told Rav Huda his Talmud, the Paskin, he said, no, Tolaz here, you don't know if it's a Vada. I know, but you don't know if it's a Vada. So the Gemara Vaita. It says in our Mishnah, Vapeles sandal, also, you have a pellet sandal, or a shilya, teshu zochem nekeva. If she miscarries a sandal or a shilya, you have to sit for zochar and a keva. I want to talk a little bit about sandal now. Now, the fact of the matter is, when there's a sandal born, it's a certain type of deformed baby, we always assume there was another baby with it that made it deformed, that crashed into it and made it deformed. So there's always another baby there. And it's very negated to know. We'll see at the end of the Amr, it's very negated to know. Tanar Abano. Sandal doimel a dog shayam. The sandal looks like a certain fish that's called a sandal. Mitchilase vladu, beginning to start off as a regular vlad, el shenirtzaf, it got crushed by the other twin that I was with in the mother's stomach. Shemrilaimer, no, sandal doesn't look like the fish. Looks something else. Sandal doimel loshin shel shor hagadol. Looks like a big tongue. And the face is flat like a tongue. That's the second sheet. The Rabbi Seinu Yidu, sandal tzarech tzures panim. The Rabbi Seinu would say, no, if it looks like Rabbi Gamil said, it's not even not tame because it doesn't have any face. It has to have a little bit of a tzura of a face. What's the halacha l'mayis? Some Rabbi Huda Meshmuel halacha, sandal tzarech tzures panim. Sandal needs a little bit of a tzures panim. Obviously, it doesn't have a full panim because then it wouldn't be called a sandal. But it has to have some kind of form of a face. Sandal tzarech tzures panim, afil macharev. It needs a tzures panim, but even if it's turned around, its head is turned around permanently, it's still enough. Moshe la'odam shotar es chaver. It's like it's a moshe like someone hit his friend, the hichzir panim macharev, and his face turned around. He also the twin hit him hard, and his face got turned around. V'meir aviyane bikshu l'taris a sandal. In the days of Rav Yana, they wanted to say that a sandal, a isha gives birth to a sandal, she'en le tzuras panim, there's no tzuras panim, it's mut, it's tahar. Like we said before, from the Rabbi Seinu, they need a tzuras panim. And even Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel also said they need tzuras panim, you want to pass it like that. That's what Rav Yana wanted to say, like, we passed before, you need a tzuras panim. Amle Rav Yana, tahar tam se vlodos. You're being mitar, the vlodos. Because, l'chari, even a sandal doesn't have tzuras panim, it's a vlad gomer. So that's the tiny back to Rav Yana. And where is the Kashmir Bryce on Rav Yana? Tanya. No, this is the Seder's Klal. In the days of Rav Yana, they wanted to retire a sandal without a tzuras panim, like we had before from the Rav Seinu and from Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. Rav Yana told them, no. Taharatim Zavodas. If you do that, you're being retired of the Vladas, because Rav Yana held that a sandal does not have a tzuras panim, is a Vlad. Freitimara Kashom. Vatanya, Mishim Rav Seinu Yidu, Sandal Tzarech Tzures Panim. We just learned that Mishim Rav Seinu Yidu, Sandal Tzarech Tzures Panim. Needs a Tzures Panim. So why are you so upset about being Matar? The Rav Simon Taka said that it's only tame if it has a form of a face. So why are you upset that the entire a sandal doesn't have a form of a face? Rav Bibi answered to stick up for Rav Yana. He said, this thing that they said, they said, Edus, that a sandal needs to respond him, it was a Das HaYachid. It was Rav Nechunya. It was Rav Nechunya. That's what it was. And it was a Das Yachid, and therefore, in Halacha Kamaisa. Rav Zira also was with Rav Bibi when he heard this from Rav Yechanan, that this whole thing is a Das Yachid. Rav Zira, Zocha bar Rav Bibi v'shmaitzeh. Rav Bibi was Zocha to say over the Shmaitzeh from Rav Yechanan. Da'ano, v'hu avina yisvina kamei Rav Yechanan kamei Shmaitzeh. I was there together with Rav Yechanan, I was there together with Rav Bibi when Rav Yechanan said over this Shmaitzeh, when he said over this Braisa is only going according to a Das Yachid Rav Nechunya. Well, Maisa v'kodem iu v'omar v'zocha bar. He got to say it over first in the Beis Medrash, and he was Zocha that forever to be said over from his name, Amra Bibabaya, Amra Yechram, forever we said over from his name that this is his memra, that this was a Das Yachid. Zok to Gemara. Lama is Kiris sandal. Why do you have to be busy if sandals are Vlad, not a Vlad, because you worry about Tumas Leda from the sandal? V'aloi in sandals ain't even a Vlad. Like we said before, every sandal comes with a twin, with a Vlad. So the mother anyway is Tumas Leda. So why do you have to tell me? What's the whole discussion if a sandal is a Vlad or not? Who cares if it's a Vlad? The mother's anyway tummy because of the other Vlad that she gave birth to. You're right. If the other twin is in a keva, then you're right. There's no purpose of even checking into the sandal. Because anyway, she's tummy for 2 weeks and she has a made tire for as long as she wants. Even if this one's a Zachar, she has a made tire asked in the keva. And she has the chumra of 2 weeks. Here, a Zacha was born together with the Nekeva. With the sandal. The other baby that was, the healthy baby that was born was a Zacha. So now the question is, do you have to sit for 2 weeks of Yemei Tuma? And Ma'u the Tema, so what's the Chiddush? Of course, the Safik. Ma'u the Tema, you would think, Ha'il Bam Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'ami. Isha Mizra'as Tchila. Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'ami says a member. Says, if the Isha is Mizra'as Tchila, if she's the one who, when Bashas Bia, if she's the one who has Zera first, then you let a Zacha. Then the baby will be a Zacha. If Ish Mezriya Tchila, if the Ish is Mezriya first, then you let us Nekeva, be in a Keva. So you would think to say like this, since the other baby, that healthy baby that was born is a Zacha, I mean, the Zacha, so it must be that the Isha was Mezra'as Tchila. So then Hanami, the sand also Zacha, even though you can't tell. And then it's only be Tumah 1 week. Kamash Malam, our Mishnah, Ema, Shishneim, Mezriya, Vasachas. They both Mezriya, the Isha and the Isha at the same time. And therefore, they gave birth to twins, Zachar and Akeva. And this sandal is an Akeva, really. And therefore, she should be Tame 2 weeks, Mechumra. Mezriya, Vasachas, Hai Zachar and Akeva. So the Gemara's first terrace to the Kasha. The Kasha was, what's an Akeva if sandals are Leda or not? Typically, because of it was born with another baby. So Nafkamina is if the other baby was a Zachar. Then it makes a difference if the sandal is a kol leida, they have to be choshes, maybe it's in a keva. If it's maybe in a keva, then there'll be tamei an extra week. That's one teretz. Davaacha, another teretz, even if the other one is in a keva, the healthy baby is in a keva, it still could be nafkamina. Shem teila in the keva fnei shkiyas chama, a sandal achas shkiyas chama, if the nekeva was born before shkiya, and the sandal was born after shkiya, so moina tchilas nida l'rishoin, v'tchilas nida l'achran. You have to go l'chumra. You have to go l'chumra. That since there was a Vlad before Shkia, so therefore, if she sees after, the lach is that, let's say it's both in the, you know, the healthy one was in a keva, it was born before Shkia. The lach is that in the keva gets 66 days of Yemei Tayar. That means the first 2 weeks are Tameh, then 66 days until the 80th day, she's Yemei Tayar. On the 81st day, she sees Dam. So that's not Yemei Tayar anymore by regular keva. So on the 81st day, she sees Dam. She's Tamei for 7 days. Now, after 7 days, she's afterwards on the 8th day. Then she's already out of Yemei Nida. It's called the Yud Alef Yom Benida Lanida and Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom. It's only Tamei 1 day if she sees the 8th day after 80 days. That means the first 30 days, she sees the 81st, makes her need the 7 days. And that when she sees the 88th day, then that's only Shemaras Yom Keneged Yom. Now, the problem is, we have another baby after Shkia. Maybe that baby's also in a keva. So it comes out, the Yemei Tayar is not ending until the 81st day. So if she sees that Adam again on the 88th day, in this case, maybe that's the first time she's seeing real Dam, because maybe the 81st day is really made tayar because of the other Nekeva. So it comes that she has to keep 7 days Mechumra. So therefore, it's like, it's a suffix, you're not sure, and that's a Chumra. Read it inside again. Moina Tchilas Nida L'Rishon. You have to count that the beginning, the 81st day, you have to, the first day you have to count as a nida. She sees the 81st day, you can't say it's a mei tayar, because you have to count, maybe it was a zachar, and therefore you're ready, you mei tayar, you have to tell me 7 days. And chilas nida l'achra, and if you see the 88th day again, you're going to be telling me also 7 days. You know why? Because maybe the second baby was in a keva, the sandal was in a keva, and therefore 81st day was still Yimei Tayar. Now is the first time you're seeing Yimei Nida. It's not the Shemaras Yom days yet. It's still the Nida days. And therefore, you're going to be Tamei 7 days L'chumra. That's one pshat. Rashi has another pshat. Ayin Sham. Baal Kaponim was saying two pshatim in why a sandal makes a big difference if it's a Leida. Either if it's born together in a Zachor, or even if it's born in a cave, and Afkmina is to give it an extra day misafik of Yimei Tayar. And what does that do to us? That makes a big chumra that both the 81st day, if she's down, she'll have to wait 7 days for Nida, and even if she's the 88th day, also, she'll have Yimei Tumah. By the way, if she sees, like, on the 82nd or 84th day, then already it's not in the game anymore, because even if she was, because then only, even the second one was a Leida, so then she would only have to wait just one more day, the 88th day, and then 89th day, she would be for sure on the Yud Alf Jem, Bein Nida L'Nida. So only talking about, so only on the 81st day and only on the 88th day, then you come into a big chumrah here of waiting 7 days twice.